Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Friday, November 18th, 2022. Polish president says missile strike on Polish village was tragic accident. 2022 is a record year for train travel in Poland. And fighter jets escort Polish national team flying to Qatar. Good afternoon. The Polish president has said that a missile strike which killed two people in a village near the Ukrainian border was a tragic accident. Speaking during a visit to the village, the president said, "Nobody wanted to hurt anyone in Poland. This is a difficult time for this small community, and the families ask that their pain and privacy be respected." Experts are at the site to determine the exact cause of the tragedy. The US Secretary of Defense earlier said that the deadly explosion in Poland near its border with Ukraine was the result of a Ukrainian air defense missile that landed in Poland. Ukraine on Wednesday requested immediate access to the site of the explosion. Poland's national rail operator, PKP, has announced that 2022 is going to be a record year for train travel in the country. So far this year, 50 million passengers have used the train service to travel, breaking the previous record from 2019. PKP is Poland's largest rail operator, focused on intercity routes and popular tourist destinations. The operator's previous record for rail travel was nearly 49 million passengers in 2019. This is a clear indication that travel is recovering post-COVID. However, another reason Poland is travelling more by rail is the cost of petrol. Already in July, a survey by Mines and Roses Agency revealed that 50% of Polish drivers were limiting their car use because of rises in petrol prices. Poland's national football squad have left for the Qatar World Cup and been given a send-off by an air escort by the Polish Air Force as the players' plane flew to Poland's southern border from Warsaw. At 2:30 p.m, the plane with Poland's 26-man squad took off from Warsaw's Ochenta military airport and flew towards Qatar's capital, Doha. Through Polish territory up to the southern border with Slovakia, the team was escorted by two F-16 fighter jets, one of which had a white and red flag inside the cockpit. Poland will play their first match against Mexico, followed by games against Saudi Arabia and Argentina as part of the World Cup's group stage. And finally, a Ryanair plane flying from Gdańsk to London was forced to return to Gdańsk Airport after it reported a bird strike. The 1930 flight to London Stansted reported the issue when it was at 4,000 metres and the request to make an emergency landing was made. The landing went smoothly and passengers were put onto another plane to continue the flight. The damaged aircraft will undergo checks and repairs to ensure its airworthiness.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day and a moderate breeze with temperatures of 0 degrees centigrade, 32 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and minus 5 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will remain dull in a gentle breeze, with chances of snow and temperatures of minus 2 degrees during the day and minus 4 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.